Adigo operator.
Joined.
Yes, Vanda. This is the operator to dial her into a conference call. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Nick and Frederick.
Joined.
Nick, hi, this is Tanya. Good morning.
Hello. How are you, love?
I'm okay. Just have a little cold.
No.
Yeah.
A bit early for you.
I know. Listen, I tried to call Vanda with the number that Matea sent over, but her husband says she's in France.
She is?
That's what he says.
Well, we don't have that number, so...
No, we don't. So if she signs on the Skype, if she plans on attending, then someone can give us a number to contact her, because the alternate number, which I believe is her cell number, just keeps ringing. No one answers.
I'm just looking now, and I don't see her on. What about the rest of them?
They're taking care. I think they got most of those on. Hold one second. Let me get this.
Hello?
Hello, is that Carlton?
Speaking. Hey, Nick, how are you?
How are you, mate?
I'm good, man.
Hello, Carlton.
Hey, this is Matthias.
Oh, it's Frederick.
Frederick, how are you? Well met.
Never met, but we are in touch in order to schedule an appointment, a conference, to talk a little bit and to know better each other, and especially needs of railroads for Latin America.
Yeah, I had sent you an email. I was expecting you from yesterday, but I didn't get a response, so I figured you didn't get the mail in time.
The reason why is that we were with Nick in Brussels office, and it has been, let's say, a very busy day. I was online only for half an hour.
Okay, I see. All right, not to worry.
I will send you an email certainly today in order to set up maybe a conference, either maybe tonight, if you have still the strength, or early next week.
Well, yeah, whichever. We'll see whatever time you're available. We'll
very
just
good.
Check to see if we can do it.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hello?
We're here. Sorry. Just have the hiccup.
Seems that...
They've got... they're calling all the people. They can't get Vanda because when they called the number that she gave us, Jorge said she's in France.
Oh, dear.
And we don't have a number here, so I don't know.
I just got a note from Jose Ovidio saying that he needs to be called at this number here.
Tanya, do that.
I'm here.
It's 558 212-261-7057. And I think this is Venezuela.
That's Jose Alguero.
Jose Ovidio, yes. Jose Ovidio.
Okay, you did this on the Spanish channel?
Yes.
Okay.
I would imagine the Spanish channel.
Okay, let me let them know. Okay, I'm going to sign off.
Very well.
Muting my line.
Just so you know, Carlton, if you look at the agenda page, you'll now see that we've changed the remote participation sections a bit. And
yes, I've seen that, Nick.
And we'll shortly have it. The Spanish version of this will actually be in Spanish. Matias is just still doing his army duty, so
yes.
People will be able to see all this information in Spanish. And we should just make sure that people understand that we really are going to have to stick to this. Not doing dial outs.
Yes. I sent a reminder. I think it came out a week ago. I sent a reminder yesterday. And then I'm.
I know you understand. I think everybody else will too, really.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll end up starting every meeting half an hour late, and
That's absolutely true.
Then everyone will get mad because.
Well, that is what I'm just. I see Andre's just signed on to. I am here.
Shall I start up a Skype chat, or what shall I do?
I am.
Are you doing one?
I am on Skype chat. Let me see if I can get on.
Online on Skype this time around.
I don't know. I tried to connect. It takes so long to connect.
I do have a Lac Rallo Java room. And so I will be sending the details of that round. IT set it up just recently. So I'll send the details around in very brief English instructions. It's just going to be a little, there's so many Java clients that it's just going to be a little. Book.
Yeah, I have a Java client here. I'm trying to connect to that room.
Yeah, well, the only difference between the at-large main room and the Lac Rallo room is that instead of at-large as the room name, it's Lac Rallo.
Okay.
But it's at conference.java.icann.org and all the rest of it. And I'll open it now, so when you get in, I can see you.
Nick.
I'm in here.
This is Andres asking me now which is the link so he can call. I mean, I'm telling you.
Joined.
Nick, this is Tanya. The lady answered at Jose's and said that he would be back in 10 or 20 minutes.
Oh, that's all right. Let's carry on.
Okay. So do you want them to try to bring him in 10 or 20 minutes? Or?
Oh, yes, they could try.
Okay.
Say 20.
20, okay.
Managed to get into the Jabber Room, Carlton?
No, I'm still trying to get there. It keep on telling me it's connecting, but
it doesn't. And you're using Lacrallo as the room name and conference.jabber.icann.org?
Yeah. I mean, let me look at this setup data again. Conference.jabber.icann.org. It says it's active. And the room name?
Lacrallo.
Lacrallo.
Under Addium, File. The file drop-down menu?
Just open it.
Room name.
Application add-in.
Room name. I'm trying to see that. I can't find where I find a change in the room.
What client do you use?
PSI. I'm looking at the account. It says Jabber ID. I'm in the room.
You just have to make sure that you pick, if PSI supports multiple IM types, have to make sure that you're trying to open the group chat on the site.
Yes, that's what I did. I look and open group chat, join group chat. And the room information, this says conference.jabber.icann.org. And you say the room should be Lacrallo?
Yeah.
Okay. And and that's it. But somehow it doesn't. It grays out the every time I try to update it, it grays out the join thing. It says it's connecting, so it grays it out. So I take it offline, and I try to upgrade again, but it does just doesn't go through. I don't know why.
Nick, hi, this is the operator again, Tanya. On the Spanos channel, we just want to let you know that they have three participants. They're still trying to reach the others. They had a couple of wrong numbers and a couple of no answers.
Okay.
Is he not on? Is this Frederick?
No. Yep.
Okay, okay. So just wanted to keep you updated on what's going on that end. So there are three people on the Spanish channel right now.
Okay.
All right.
Hola, señores y señores.
Andrés Piazza.
Joined.
Was that the joined?
Hello?
Hello.
Carlton is here.
Andres is here.
Okay, Andres, good.
The Spanish channel, I didn't have the possibility to choose.
Okay.
Bueno.
You can't. You have to request a dial-in in advance for the Spanish channel. Dial out.
But I didn't make that in time, so I stay here. Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sebastian.
Hello, Sebastian. Good to hear you.
Carlton, what's your Jabber ID? And I'll invite you to the room.
Carlton S.
At?
My ID, I'm using my Gmail account, carlton.samuels@gmail.com. And my ID is Carlton and uppercase S.
I just sent you an invite.
Okay.
Nick, they're unable to reach Puerto Leyte, Davao, and Barzalo.
Okay.
So they're ready to start on their end when you're ready. The interpreter's line is muted right now until you're ready to start.
I have one more. I'm not still not getting through, Nick. It may be my system here. It's probably blocking the port, but it's not connecting to the server. So I think I'm getting a port blocking.
Oh, you know, it's an internet thing. Somebody really should do something about it. Oops, that's us.
Getting a port block here.
Wanted Carlton, one thing I would say is you may wish to introduce Frederick, since this is his first time with you all, and...
Yeah.
So, man.
You know, how many do we have on the Spanish channels? 3? There's me, there's...
3 or 4.
There's Andres. Oh, we don't have a quorum.
Vladimir, Judy, I believe.
Huh?
Judy, call off. If anyone else is on the Spanish channel...
Are you ready to start?
I'm trying to see whether or not we have enough to start.
Okay.
Could you just give me a count of those on the Spanish channel?
Sure, one moment.
Okay.
They have Mr. Basilo,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Aguirre,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Medina so far.
Okay. All right, there's 3. We're going to give them another 5 minutes.
Okay.
Six, including you. Oh, no. 5, including you.
Yes. Aguirre, Basile, Barcelo. And then Piazza.
Barzalo or Medina?
No, Medina is not there. It's Barzalo, Aguirre, and Basile.
They keep trying to reach Salinas Porto, and they just keep receiving a voicemail.
That's all right.
Okay.
We are going to call the meeting to order at in 4 minutes.
Okay. Just to let you know, we just received Jose on the line.
Okay, so Jose Ovidio is there. All right. I have a feeling now I have a quorum. Sound like somebody. All right, Nick. I'm going to start.
I'll keep minutes for you.
All right. Morning, everyone, friends, welcome. We are going to call this meeting to order. I'm going to start by just making sure that everybody is seeing the agenda. And you know the agenda page, we send a link so you can see the agenda. Standing items, adoption of the agenda, roll call, designation of a chair for the meeting, the adoption of the meeting summary from last time, review of the action items from last time, and we're going to review the current status of Al's application, if any. I don't think any are outstanding now. And we have, carrying on from last month, the Global at Large Summit, the ALAC work plan, and any other business. We are also going to update you on the discussions about the General Assembly for this year for La Crallo. Can I have a motion for adoption?
Let's carry on, Carlton.
My friends on the Spanish channel. Is the translator hearing me?
Yes, yes, I can hear.
Could you inquire for me if everyone on that channel is familiar with the agenda items?
I'm sorry, Carlton, this is Sebastian. I wasn't at the last meeting, but I've been reviewing the minutes you have posted. You sent messages to the list. Some of the members have give some opinions about that minute, so I move that we adopt these minutes and move forward.
Thank you, Basilio.
This is Sebastian, sorry.
Sebastian. Is there a seconder? Okay. We have adopted the agenda. Just for the record, can I just ensure that the members who are online are recognized? I will just give a list of the names as I hear them, and if there are any changes, would you please indicate? I have Aguirre, Basilio, Barzalo, Piazza, Jose Ovidio, did I miss anyone?
Ricciardi.
Sebastian Ricciardi.
That's Sebastian Ricciardi.
Yes, I have Rudy Medina as well.
Rudy is now online. So, let me go through the list again. It's Aguirre, Basilio, Barcalo, Piazza, Jose Ovidio, Sebastian Ricciardi, Rudy Medina. Have I missed anyone?
Joined.
Off, you have Frederick Tabul and Nick Ashton-Hart.
Well, I'm so sorry.
anyone who joined late.
Well, Nick and Frederick has been here. So I'm presuming that we now have a complete list of the participants. Just let me take this as an extraordinary item, but let me welcome Frederick Tabul to the meeting. As you may have seen from the postings, he is the new manager for... well, Fred, why don't I ask you to introduce yourself and say a little bit about you?
Sure. Oh. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Carry on.
Welcome, Frederick. Carlos Aguirre from Argentina.
Very much. Yes, nice to hear you for the first time. So I was just saying that I'm glad to join the Latin America Railos. Basically, as you saw on the note of Nick, I'm going to be in charge of the Railos, both in terms of the substance in order to facilitate work and your, let's say, endeavors, the ICANN agenda, but also to facilitate your work and to handle here from our small and very nice headquarters for the ALS. I do have an experience with Latin American region because I was working with the United Nations for the best 6 years of my life, and working for the UN, Latin America has been a very challenging region. I've been traveled to maybe 20 to 25 Latin American countries, sorry, North American and Latin America countries, and it has been challenging. I do speak a little bit of Spanish, although I would prefer, if you don't mind, to talk in English with all of you. But I hope that we are going to have a fruitful relationship. I will also have a meeting, certainly early next week, Monday or Tuesday, your leader, and I'm going to ask him basically all the needs of his RELO, and based on the discussion I will have with him, I will create a small Word document in order to sum up a little bit our discussion. I will send it to him in order to see if we are indeed talking the same language and if I indeed understood all the needs of Black RELO. And once over, he will certainly, and I will ask him to do that, he will by email to have also your view on it. Once it is on, let's say, the PC, I will circulate it with my supervisor, which is Nick, and we will try to find out best solution in order to fulfill your patient and also your desire to participate more effective and efficient way to the community.
Thank you, Frederick. Welcome indeed. We're looking forward to working with you to advance the business of LACRALO and, of course, participate fully in the ICANN agenda. I am going to go to this next item, but for the minute, I'm asking your agreement that I chair this meeting. We are going to move very quickly through the next three bits on the agenda. the meeting summary, as you know, was posted. There were some comments made. I am assuming that we are going to adopt the meeting summary of the 20th of March, and I am going to therefore just ask very briefly if I could have a confirmation that we adopt the meeting summary of 20th of March.
I assume you're right, Carlton, but also I had the time to make a comment. I don't know if you say that we are going to accept or to adopt if those clarifications are taken in account. But it wasn't so important. So, well, for me, it could be okay that we accept the summary with or without the comment. But I would like to take in account the comments. That's it.
Thank you, Andres. Do we have any other comments from members?
Sorry, when you say comment, about what refer, please?
Cuando se está,
can you explain this?
The meeting summary was put up, Carlos, and there were a few comments made on the summary. And the question is whether or not we are in a position now to adopt the meeting summary, including the comments.
Okay,
we should adopt the meeting summary, including the comments. We should include the comments in the summary.
Right, that's the point I'm making.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of information.
I'm sorry, Nick.
I note that one of the comments is the phrase that the consensus in order to consider that ICANN didn't honor its commitment of supporting one GA meeting calendar year, I just obviously that part of the minutes. You could say that because they're your minutes, but it would not actually be an accurate statement. Have General Assembly in each region has a current commitment to provide travel and region.
Sorry, please, Carlo here.
I'm sorry.
I find in this document, in the summary of the last teleconference, the same problem as always, because it's only in English, and the majority of the people who work here in the Lac Rallo is people who speak only Spanish. It's impossible to correct or to say if it's good or correct or properly this document if only it's in English.
May I suggest, if you wish to move that minutes shall be provided in Spanish, We can arrange for translation, and I'm happy to arrange for translation, as long as everyone there, that in the first instance, we will put up the English version, and translated version will arrive about 2 weeks, 1 week to 2 weeks, and there may be an administrative problem if Spanish are amended Spanish and the minutes in English are amended in English, it may be administratively complicated to produce version that is accurate in both languages in time for each meeting. So as long as everyone understands that complexity and okay with it, I am happy to ask for translations of the minutes before the meeting so that you can review them.
Nick, I consider it very important to have in both languages the document, because it's impossible for the majority of the people here. For example, in Argentina, several ALSs which don't speak in English, so it's impossible to read this document and make a comment about this.
Believe me, Carlos, I completely agree. I completely understand. It's simply a matter that until Frederick was hired, Matthias was hired, there was just only so much that I could personally do in a month. We now manpower that we can have this done for you, and we are happy to do it. We really are completely happy. I just wanted everyone to understand that if people are commenting on two different documents, different languages at the same time, it will be somewhat complicated to reconcile them and adopt both. That's all.
Yeah, I understand, but I think even having in account that this problem is necessary to have the document in both languages, at least in both.
Happy to do it.
But, okay. Carlos. I would like to add that perhaps that complexity that Nick is making reference about having comments in both languages, which are not the same comment because they were not made by the same people, they should be this problem should be dealt for me in the next teleconference when we have the question if we have to approve the minutes of the last conference. Then, if it's there any issue with a comment, we can read it there or we can work in fastly, because now we are spending 10 minutes in discussing this issue. We could use 5 minutes to put that things together and to make other not English speaker understand the English comment if necessary. But having the two languages would be really important, because now we don't have any Spanish comment, but we could have for the next telecom.
Sorry, Andres. You are wrong, Andres. You are completely wrong. We are fighting for the necessity to have the document in Spanish. It's necessary to have the documents, all documents, every document in Spanish. It's very, very necessary for us.
can I intervene here so that we get? I think, Carlos. I think it is understood
please.
And it is recognized that we should have these documents in Spanish, and that is what we are fighting for. You're right. Nick has made a commitment to get these documents in Spanish, and I know we've been working on it for a long time, but I believe that we can accept that with additional staff at large, we will get the documents in Spanish. I think
it's a proposal. Okay.
Yes. So if I think it would be good for us to accept that in this case we have a major disability, that the official documents are not in Spanish, and we are going to take every step to make sure that we get the documents in Spanish. I think we can take Nick at his word that he will do what is necessary to make that happen next time.
Thank you, Carlton.
If you wish, on a point of procedure, if you wish, and the adoption of the minutes of the previous meeting, we can arrange for the translation of the previous meeting minutes and this meeting's minutes at the same time, and you can review them both and approve them next month.
Absolutely.
That would be acceptable, I think, to everyone. So the point is taken, members, that the documents will be available in English for adoption. We will simply go through both of them, English and Spanish, and make the decision then. I want to also underscore what Andres was saying, and Andres was making the point, and that we need to understand right now that the procedural complexity that comes with working with two documents and two sets of comments is real, but we will work through them. I think that's all he was saying.
Yep.
To the other, can we move on now? The next item is the action items, and I can give you an update on the action items that were listed from last time. We did indeed have a small group that was in communication to find about funding for the conference. We set up a list of possible donors, and we have look at what we should do. We're working with the at-large staff to develop a budget, and based on the budget, we will then begin the process of contacting the possible donors. That process, by the way, has started already. I should tell you that our friends in Argentina, Andres and Carlos, more so, have been in contact with LACNIC, and there have been some discussions there. LACNIC is waiting now for us to send them the request of what it is that we need. By the way, we have confirmed from the list that we have 17 members who have indicated their participation, and in plus two others, including our representatives from the region to various other ICANN bodies. Jose Ovidio is indicated. Jacqueline has indicated that they would. So it goes up to 19 of participants who have indicated interest in attending GA. I should also tell you that as part of the discussions with LACNIC, they have mentioned that they are having their annual meeting at Salvador de Bahia in Brazil, and they had proposed that probably it would help to offset some of our costs if we had our meeting co-located with them, and therefore they would help with some expenses, but also the meeting venue expenses, they would, those would be shared. That is a proposal. Well, it's not really a proposal, but it was floated by LACNIC through our contacts with LACNIC. And that is something that we need to address. You should also know that if that was proposal were to go forward, the LACNIC Congress is in May, some 2 weeks before we were proposing to meet. So that's the update from that action item. In the other action item, which about the Jabber Room, at large staff has actually set up a Jabber Room, and we will send that information out in short order, so people will know how to connect when we have these conferences. Comments, please.
Yeah, Carlton.
Yes,
for me,
Andres.
Andres, you're right that we were having contact with LACNIC people, but as we talked last time, I was in charge to ask informally how much it could be the proposal, the economic proposal for LACNIC, in order to ask for that money and then be accurate with the proposal. We didn't succeed in that matter because LACNIC have to submit. We talked from one person in LACNIC, and they have to submit to its board, and so we have to do a formal proposal. I don't know if it's a difficulty with this issue. We have a difficulty to arrange the proposal because we have to make a budget and to say a specific statement asking for a specific amount to LACNIC. But I believe, and this is also the same we talked 20 days or 15 days ago, that the costs and the logistics that LACNIC has displayed for this meeting could be useful for us. So that's a point in favor of that meeting that we are having for sure, for sure.
Thank you, Andres. Let me just reiterate what Andres is saying. Andres is saying that the meeting with LACNIC took place, it was considered an informal approach. LACNIC still expects a formal request for support, and in turn, they will have to take it to their board for consideration. Andres has also mentioned that with regard to holding a meeting co-located with the LACNIC Congress, it would help us in terms of the logistics costs, since LACNIC itself would be willing to absorb those costs. And so that is one item in favor of looking at LACNIC as a possible source of funding, since the logistics costs would have been acquired by LACNIC for the meeting. Comments?
Pido la palabra, Armando. Carlos Aguirre.
Yes, this is Carlos Aguirre. Sigue, Carlos.
Independientemente de esto.
Independently of this.
creo que es necesario tener
I think it is important to have very clear, or to make very clear,
que, de acuerdo al memorandum
that according to the memorandum of understanding
entre nuestro RALO
between our RALO and Ikin, perdón,
Can,
and Ken,
or
ICANN.
Can se comprometió a dar soporte.
Can accepted to give support
para el funcionamiento de esta región, de esta organización regional.
For the good operations of this regional organization.
Quiero saber si ha sido incluido.
I would like to know if it has been included.
En el presupuesto,
in the budget,
nuestro pedido para
our request
para realizar esta asamblea general anual.
To have this annual assembly.
No debemos perder de vista que esto es lo que corresponde.
We shouldn't lose sight of this is what it corresponds.
Estamos tratando de salvar.
We are trying to save.
Un olvido. De quien debió poner la Asamblea General dentro del presupuesto.
We are trying to save what somebody forgot to include in the budget. You know about the cost of this annual assembly.
Sorry.
But let's hope that. But let's hope that during the next fiscal period, this shouldn't be requested like this.
Sorry, Sebastian, may I kind of make a few comments on this?
Yes. Perdón, ¿puede repetir eso?
Porque esto se encuentra ya firmado con ICANN a través del MOU.
This has been signed by ICANN or ICANN through the mobile.
Thank you, Carlos. I think Sebastian was requesting
I have a few comments, if I may. Yes, thank you. Yes. Well, Carlos, I completely understand your concerns, and I feel that since I was the ones who drafted the initial MOU, I would like to share with you some of the experience we have while negotiating this, and also Nick may give us some ideas on how difficult was this process. Since the inception of all of this mechanism of having a structure and informed participation of the user, one of the main concerns was that the original architecture was envisioned to be self-sustainable. That means that from the very beginning, ICANN wouldn't or couldn't give funds for the activities of the different regional at-large organizations. Moreover, the different at-large structures should try to find a way to be self-sustainable. Now, this is the long-standing principle of these kinds of organizations. What has happened in the past is that in order to help develop these kind of structures, ICANN has been pouring money and funds into these efforts. These funds are not only limited to funding travel from different members from different ALSs and RALOs to the ICANN meetings, but also of hiring competent staff. That's why we are so lucky to have Nick, to have now Frederick, to have Matthias working for us. Now, I think this kind of things has to be on the scope when we talked about the, let's say, obligation of or the duty of ICANN to pay for the expenses of our General Assembly. Having said that, let me make a few comments about the budgeting process within ICANN. The real the one who should push to include in the ICANN budget funding from for the different regional at-large organizations is the ALAC. The ALAC should get involved in the budgeting process in ICANN, and not only in the budgeting process, because budget, it's also related to the operating plan. So how this works? What's the deal here? We should get involved in the discussions about the operating plan and the strategic plan, and from there, having those priorities duly reflected in the ICANN budget. Okay, so what's what I'm trying to say here? ICANN is having different discussions every year, trying to put together a consistent strategic plan and operating plan. The strategic plan is very high level. The operating plan tries to reflect that strategy in basic operation principles. And the budget process tries to reflect these operation principles, how to make them happen, how money should we need. So how the structure works, the ALAC should be involved not only in the development of the operating plan, but also in the development of the budget process in order to assure that, A, participation of the user from across the world, it's a strategic priority. That's already done. We've done this. B, assure that the operating plan, there are specific operating principles that state that in order to fulfill that strategy, different LSs from around the world organized in the regional or large organizations will gather together at least once a year. And C, the budget should have aligned budgeting that operating principle. Okay, so whether we like it or not, that's how the ICANN structure works.
Right.
I understand your concern, but I'm afraid that if we are not wise in how we deal with this, we will be fighting with a monster, and we'll get none.
Can I just intervene here? I totally support Sebastian's what you've said, because those are the facts that you have outlined there. The way I see the intersection between Carlos's comments and yours is this. The RALAs are articulated to the ICANN structure via the ALAC, and what we all ought to be doing is ensuring that our ALAC committee is fully informed about the needs of the RALAs and where the RALAs' positions are. They have put out the comments, they have requested comments on the budget and the operating plan. I have made some comments on the budget and operating plan. I am inviting...
Pido la palabra.
We are expecting
Carlos.
Others to make comments on it.
Okay, Carlos Aguirre wants to say
there
something.
There is one small issue with that, is that we need to have it rendered in Spanish, and I know they're working on that. Yes, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos.
Respondiendo a lo que dice Sebastián.
Responding to what Sebastián
said,
lugar, in the first place,
Sebastián, con todo el respeto,
Sebastián, with all respect,
una
that I owe you, because I think you are an excellent people who have worked
bueno.
I think that's very good. It would be very good that in this regional conference,
hablar en español,
if you could speak in
forma,
Spanish, because that way,
porque es la forma en
because
que vamos a
that's
posicionar
the way in which we are going to position the need
de, discutir en los
of discussion
para,
in different languages
para lograr la participación
in order to obtain the participation that ICANN
está requiriendo,
is requesting,
está pidiendo,
is demanding
desde hace algunos meses.
since a few months and can... ¿Podría repetir eso, por favor? Since a few months ago, has taken into account the importance of the final users of Internet. The at-large community and the committee at LAC. In the reviews that are being made, for example, in GNSO, it is very clear, underline, the needs of participation of the non-commercial users. That participation, it's going to be impossible if people don't know what it is all about. If the documents that deal with this are only in English.
Carlos,
the participation, as I said, is impossible.
Carlos,
not everybody in the world speaks English.
Carlos,
Carlos, the customs are different.
Carlos, can I just intervene here?
The jokes are different.
The jokes are different.
Carlos, can I just intervene here?
Carlos, ¿me puede escuchar, por favor? In many opportunities,
las cosas que se dicen en inglés,
some of the things said in English,
tienen una connotación diferente cuando traducimos palabra por palabra.
Had a different connotation when we translate word by word. Carlos, ¿me permite?
Carlos, can I intervene?
And Ken created a committee a few months of participation.
Carlos, can I just intervene?
There is a web page of participation.
Carlos, Carlos, the point is really made that we really need Spanish language support to encourage and establish participation, and the point that point is well made.
I'm sorry, Carlton. Sorry, I need to make an intervention, and I need to make it in Spanish. Okay.
Sebastian, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond in Spanish very briefly.
Okay, thank you. Entiendo perfectamente lo que Carlos quiere decir.
I understand perfectly what Carlos is saying.
Que no se contrapone con lo que yo estoy mencionando.
Which does not have a conflict with what I am explaining.
Perdón. Estaba
mi comentario, únicamente se refería a que si nos preocupamos por el presupuesto.
Sebastián, estoy hablando yo, me gustaría que terminara la idea para que vos después me puedas contestar.
Ah, bueno, terminala tranquilo, dale.
Digo que los usuarios finales tienen distintos intereses a los empresas comerciales. Yo entiendo la posición de Aitor. iSoccer Argentina, Internet Total de Argentina. Entiendo esa posición, pero la posición de los usuarios es totalmente diferente, Sebastián. La posición de los usuarios es participar, necesitamos participar. Y esa participación solamente se va a dar si sabemos de qué se trata. Y por otro lado,
Carlos, Can just to move in the interest of moving along? In the interest of moving along, I think it is acceptable.
Yo creo que lo que usted está diciendo es aceptable.
It is acceptable, and the point is well made. That without Spanish language support,
sabemos que si no hay apoyo para el lenguaje español,
in these meetings,
en estas reuniones,
participation in the ICANN process is difficult. I think that is accepted by everyone in Lacrallo.
Un momentico, Carlos, porque no lo están escuchando.
What Sebastian, I believe, was pointing out was that because ICANN came to this process of regional participation with a certain mindset about funding, we have to work...
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
What Sebastian was pointing out, and he's perfectly correct, ICANN came to the process of the regional organization and the funding of the regional organization from a different place. They did not anticipate that they would even spend any funds in supporting the work of the regional organizations. And therefore, it is on us, through the ALAC, to ensure that that view in ICANN is changed. And that is, and we have to participate. Even with the lack of Spanish language participation, now is the time to make our input to ALAC to ensure that that mindset in ALAC is in ICANN is changed. I believe that is what Sebastian was pointing out to us, and in my opinion, he's perfectly correct.
Carlton,
I agree with you, Carlton, but the problem is is different. ICANN promised and signed in the MAU the support of the Lacrallo region. So meanwhile, we have this. We can find the funds to make the General Assembly. ICANN must be to support our participation.
I agree, Carlos. If you look at the terms of the MOU, there could be that interpretation. What Sebastian was pointing out, though, is the more is a deeper problem. The deeper problem is that even though it is written down, we are struggling, and it's always going to be a struggle to get ICANN to change its mind about it and come fully on board with what they have promised. And I think that's what he's been saying.
Yeah, Carlton, a brief comment.
Sebastian.
I need to make a brief comment without being interrupted. It will take me 2 minutes.
Thank you, Sebastian. Go ahead.
For me, it's to get another people in the conference.
Would you speak in Spanish, please?
Yo, me. Okay.
May I?
Desea ingresar a la conferencia y no tiene el contacto de nadie del staff. Y no tiene las instrucciones porque, por razones que no conozco, pero a mí me está avisando por internet que quiere ingresar a la conferencia. No sé si alguien se puede poner en contacto con él.
Okay, can I make my comments now?
Yes, Sebastian,
okay.
Go ahead, and if you would speak in Spanish.
In order to fully acknowledge Carlos' request, I'll speak in Spanish. Los compromisos que ICANN tomó en el memorando de entendimiento.
The compromises that ICANN took in the memorandum of understanding.
Están en el punto 4.
Those are in the point 4.
Específicamente.
4.2.
En el punto 4.2, 4.3 y 4.4.
Mhm. I agree.
La inclusión del punto 4.3. En el que se habla de ofrecer mecanismos basados en Internet para posibilitar la discusión de los distintos actores y su participación en el proceso de decisión de ICANN, no fue casual. Justamente en la época en que firmamos esto, existía una cierta precaución porque ICANN no se quería comprometer a fondear y a pagar por determinados gastos que debían pasar a través del proceso presupuestario correspondiente. Por eso existe también en el MOU el punto 4.4, que dice proveer los recursos necesarios para ayudar a las actividades de Alacralo, sujeto al plan de operaciones y al plan presupuestario de ICANN. La estructura que yo les estaba comentando antes no es una estructura que nosotros podamos cambiar. Es como decía Carlton, tenemos que trabajar...
Sebastián, solamente un comentario.
Por favor, no me interrumpa, no me interrumpa, no me interrumpa.
¿Sabes lo que pasa, Sebastián? Estábamos en otra etapa. Estábamos en la del interim alar y no en la de la RALOS.
Carlos, give him a chance to complete, please.
Sorry, Carlton. Excuse me.
¿Puedo seguir?
Go ahead, Sebastián.
Adelante, adelante, pero con ese aditamento, tenelo en cuenta.
Tanto el plan estratégico de ICANN como el plan operativo están posteados en la página de ICANN en varios idiomas. Están posteados en inglés, están posteados en español, están posteados en francés.
Awesome.
Y por lo menos hasta las últimas reuniones en las que yo participé, ICANN contrataba un consultor y se hacían reuniones para discutir los planes operativos y los planes estratégicos en varios idiomas. Se hacían reuniones en inglés, se hacían reuniones en francés y se hacían reuniones en español. Tengo entendido que eso se sigue haciendo.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Alton.
Yes, Nick.
On a point of procedure, gentlemen, if you're going to speak Spanish on the English channel, you're rendering this impossible. Please. If you're going to speak Spanish, join the Spanish channel so that your remarks can be heard in Spanish and then also heard in English. I cannot minute in Spanish as I Spanish.
I understand, Nick. Thanks for that translation.
Okay.
I think it just got a
Nick,
little bit out of
I was just saying that we need to deal with the strategic plan, operating plan, and the budgeting process, and I was saying that the participation in the formulation of the strategic and operational plan it's been doing through meetings that are being conducted in English, Spanish, and French, and the documents are posted on the ICANN website in various languages. So for this very point, language is not a barrier.
No, I accept that the base documents themselves, I was about to clarify that, Sebastian, thank you, are actually translated. What is not translated is the ALAC interventions, which is where we thought we should concentrate our own efforts, because we have to work through ALAC. And what is missing in the ALAC documents, in terms of the comments and the suggestion, is that the translation is lagging a little behind. But they are going to be done. That is the point.
One point on this that I should bring up. Actually, there's two points. Firstly, as you know, there is a translation program out for public comment to have the impact, once implemented, of turning ICANN from a unilingual organization into a multilingual.
Yes.
A multilingual organization. Obviously, that will happen slower than you would like and slower than I would like. But as one of the people who has been pushing it, it will actually happen. There will be, in a couple of days, a survey on multilingualism. What languages do you speak? What documents do you use? What processes do you follow? What limitations have you suffered under if you are a non-English speaker? The first time in 11 languages. Survey will be conducted in 11 languages. I hope you will all take the chance to provide your input, because it will help us very much to understand more about the barriers to communication and the barriers to participation from different language communities. And finally, on a practical point, I spoke to Doug Brent, the Chief Operating Officer of ICANN, yesterday about difficulties that at-large experiencing in responding to public consultation because of the public consultation window. And the practical effect of this, of the amount of time that it takes to start with a basic text, have a working group modify that text, have the community comment on that text, take those comments, write them in the text. If you add translation, which introduces a week's delay, you are way beyond a 30-day public comment window. Cheryl Langdon Orr intends to ask the ALAC to make a statement to the board, along with other communities in ICANN, extend all public comment periods to 60 days or at least 45 days. This is part of the problem that is affecting our ability to give Spanish and French in particular equal treatment when at large is debating a response on a policy question. So we are aware of the fact that you are less able to discussion of these documents because problems, and we are trying to find a way through this, but in the short term, I hope you will bear with us and understand that it will not be a perfect system for a while. Well, it will probably never be a perfect system, but it will be more imperfect for a while, but will get better as...
Yes, thanks for that intervention, Nick. I think we've explored this point fairly, exhaustively. The fact is, and we'll come back into A or B, I would have to tell you that I have personally asked for two other documents that I think are important to be translated into Spanish so that it can be circulated. And we recognize that we are working in a transitional state here. ICANN has learned a few things from us the last year. We have learned a few things about us in the last year, and we are all in transition. With respect to the support according to MOU, I believe it's not been perfect, but I think it is a base on which we can move forward. And I know it is a vexing subject for us, because that has always been a matter for discussion from the inception of the LACRALA discussions. So, we should not lose sight, though, of the interventions of both Nick and Sebastian, because it is quite true that we are dealing with a corporate organization that thinks a certain way and reacts a certain way. And we are using the structures that are available to us to make the changes as we go along. And as Nick says, it is coming, it is slow, and we have to bear with each other and help the best we can as we move along. So, with that said, can we then move from the action, assume that the action items that we have discussed is in train? Can we agree that some actions are still outstanding from this last action? The first one is that we're still awaiting a budget for the GA, and the budget is going to be part of the formal request for support to other organizations, and we're working with the at-large secretariat to ensure that that happens this month. So we're agreeing that we move on to the next item?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you. the next item on the agenda is the Global at Large Summit, and that was carried over from last time. Members will recall that the Uralo member, Sebastian Bachelet, proposed that there be a global summit for the at-large structures. The intent was for this to take place at the Paris meeting of ICANN in June this year. However, it now appears that while that ICANN has agreed in principle that a global at-large summit might be useful, it is not going to happen.
I'm sorry, did you say it's going to happen or it's not going to happen?
It is not going to happen at Paris. I don't think, I think it's now recognized that the Global at Large Summit is not going to happen at Paris. There's a working group that is involved in planning and in messaging the Global at Large Summit. And I think it would be in Lacrala's interest to indicate. And we have a member from Lacrala who's in the working group. Andres is a member of that working group. But I think it would be important for Lacrala to send a sense of the organization through Andres to show that, A, Lacrala believes that the Global at Large Summit is actually a welcome, and B, we think we should work towards having one in any event at the earliest possible time. Comments?
Carlton, Andres.
Andres, yes.
First of all, I don't know if you have acknowledged my proposal to call Vladimir Dávalos, which is online, telling me that he hasn't the instruction or he didn't get whatever is the code to be in the conference. So if someone can reach him by Messenger or Skype, it could be really useful, or by email, because he's waiting for an email. It could be really useful for him to have the instruction to call the teleconference. That's the point.
Okay.
I made it in Spanish, so it didn't.
Can I ask the operator to see if he could get Vladimir? We had a list of people who were supposed to be called, and as I understand it, they had.
This is the
he
operator.
Was one that was called.
This is the operator talking, and Vladimir was not on our list. So if you can get us a number, we will give him a call. And do you want him on the English or the Spanish channel?
Spanish channel.
Okay, we need.
Is the number?
I have to find it. I tell you, but I was trying to make my comment, and then I tell the number. Yeah, because
okay.
I have to ask him. Okay. Let's go on with my comment. Carlton was referring to my participation in the summit working group. And another issue, I am in the English channel because of operative difficulties. I would like to be in the other one. For me, it's easier to express my ideas in Spanish, but this is the only option I have for now because I didn't make I didn't send the telephone in the deadline, so now I'm here. I apologize to the Spanish members for being in the English channel. And then, I was saying that the Summit Working Group has many people from ALAC members, has many people from North American RALO, has people from European RALO, and I'm working, and also I believe Silvia Leite from Internauta Brasil is working in the Summit Working Group. She is in the content. There are subgroups which are planning the the meeting. She's working with content, which is the agenda of the meeting. But just for the record, that aspect is to find an agenda of the meeting, to get the consensus and to develop, is really open for everybody. So I am myself in that commitment to contribute to an agenda, and many of you should, I encourage, to find the way to participate in that issue. It's not that simple, because I had two teleconferences from now, and I will have another one in April 23rd, and I didn't have the chance to get some clear ideas to make a complete statement in Spanish in order to get to reach La Cralo people, but I am making a personal commitment to do that by April 23rd. I would like to also tell you that I am part of the logistics and also the budget sub-working groups, the little working groups. There are four or five people worldwide.
Andrés, habla más despacio que la traducción no lo pueden hacer.
Thank you, Carlos.
Yes.
I would like to speak slower. I am...
Hello? 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 Seems like I've lost everyone. Nick? Nick?
Nick is on. His line is muted. This is the operator.
Okay.
Carlton?
Yes.
Okay.
We're here.
I'm not hearing anybody.
Matias. I think Sebastian.
Joined.
I think
okay.
He's coming back in. Okay.
We're here, Carlton.
Okay.
Okay,
fine.
And just while Sebastian, I think, is coming back in, this is the operator. I want to let you know that we did try to reach Waldmeer a few times on both numbers. No answer. So they're going to try to reach him again.
Yes, because I'm sure that when you originally started, that you told me that you called.
Yes, I called Vanda, and they also tried to call, but we're not getting any answers on the numbers that we have. So
yeah.
they're calling again.
Okay.
Is there do anyone have a specific number to reach him on?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll just try the two that we have, and I'll let you know what happens.
Yes, thank you so
much.
Okay.
Hello?
Nick? Yes?
It's Matias from Argentina.
Hello, Matias.
How are you?
You just joined. You're in
English.
Hola,
Matias. Hola.
This is Matias Altamira.
That's right. Sí.
Hola, Matias.
¿Cómo están?
Andrés Piazza.
Andrés, were you complete? I lost out for a minute, and I think I... Hello?
Hello, I am again.
Yes, I think I lost you for a minute.
Yeah, of course. I had problem.
Yes.
I'm back.
Good. But you were saying that you're a member of the logistics subgroup.
There are three subgroups.
Yes.
Content, which is open for fully participation.
Yes. And Silvia
other
is a part of the content group, I know.
Silvia Leite.
Yes.
But we all are committed to give support to that group or to participate there. So it's open. It's really open. The other two are also open, but they are the tasks are really more accurate because there are the other two groups are logistics for in one group and budgeting in the other.
Right.
The budget chair of the subgroup with the people who is coordinating the work is, I believe, and perhaps Nick can correct me, Sherry Langdon in budgeting, and Ivan Lipovic in logistics. Perhaps if someone can reach one of them, can ask for some information or further information. But also, I was saying here that I have the personal commitment to translate, firstly in Spanish, the advance, the news of this work, and also by April 23rd, what are we working in the teleconference, in the next teleconference, because it has they were working together in a Los Angeles meeting, in Nueva Delhi meeting, in order to reach Paris, to reach the meeting Sebastian Bachelet was proposing, and now there is a consensus that there is not going to be Paris because of some really important issues that are not arranged. So they are planning the meeting, the summit, to the third year conference in Africa. So the summit working group, it was difficult for me to get along with the discussions, but now I will compromise myself to give further information about that. I did get in the group because I did remote participation from the New Delhi meeting, but it wasn't easy for me. But if any of you would like to contact by email or by Skype or Messenger or whatever, you can do it, so I can give further information. It would be important to have Lacrallo interest in the confirmation of that summit. And for now, there is really a little.
Okay. I think the point is made that we have a summit working group. It's on the wiki. Information about the working group is on the wiki. There are various subgroups under that working group. It is important for Lacrallo's voice to be heard. We already have participants from Lacrallo. If any of our colleagues would like to join further or update themselves on what's happening with the working group, the wiki is available. You can contact Sebastian Bachelet directly, and I'm sure he would be very happy to help you. In the meantime, Andres is proposing that he provides a translation of some of the information that he has gathered from participation in the working group and make it available to Lacrallo. The final thing on the working group is that we now know it's not going to happen in Paris this year, but the objective is to have that summit coincident with the first meeting in Africa. I think it's in Egypt. I don't recall what time. Next year is Egypt, but that is where the summit is. The summit idea of the summit, the AL summit, is at the moment. So
Carlos Aguirre.
Carlos.
It's important to say that Sebastián was talking in Spanish also.
Es importante decir que también el señor Bachelet hable en español.
Thank you, Carlos.
Gracias, Carlos.
So, we are encouraging other members of Lacrallo to participate in the group. We are encouraging Lacrallo as a group to endorse the summit idea, and we are encouraging Lacrallo to send through our representatives to ALAC our firm support for the summit, the AL summit. So can we, by acclamation, agree that that is Lacrallo's position?
Absolutely.
Of course. Absolutely.
Thank you all. So we're all agreed on that. We move now to the next item on the agenda. And this is the ALAC work plan. The ALAC work plan.
Alton.
Yes.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure people realized the African meeting at which the summit is planned to take place in Africa at the end of this year. Autumn ICANN meeting in, I think it's October.
November.
Is it November? Is it?
Secondarily, there will be a multilingual survey which all ALSs will be asked about that asks ALSs to say what outcomes they wish the summit to have and what issues.
Is Nick, you're breaking up. Are you still there?
Yes. Can you hear us?
I can hear you better now.
Yeah.
You were saying there was going to be a survey sent out to IELTS for us to participate, say what outcomes we expect from the summit.
Yes. The survey will be available in multiple languages. And it will cover, it will ask all ALSs to indicate what issues they wish to work on and what outcomes they wish the summit to have. And we hope the whole Lac-Rallo ALS community will provide its views. It will be on an online survey on the web, so very easy to use.
Okay, that's because, you know, there was one such mini survey that was... it may have been a mini-survey that was done previously. The working group had sent out a survey. And
In Word, so yes. That it could be put into an online survey, yes.
Right, okay. All right, very good. So that's an added piece of information, colleagues. There will be a survey in due course that will ask our opinion of the summit and what our expectations are for the summit, and we will then move along with that as we see fit. The other issue, of course, is that I made a mistake, and let me clarify it right now. The meeting is not next year. But the Africa meeting is not next year, but actually the end of this year, in this calendar year, with the October-November time frame. So let us understand that it is a much closer than I had originally indicated. The moving finally to the ALAC work plan. Members will have noted, and again, we recognize that there is a limitation because the document is still to be translated, that the ALAC has put out a work plan. And I believe since ALAC is our interface into ICANN, we have a responsibility to ensure that the ALAC work plan reflects the interest, at least at the highest level, of Lac-Rallo. The work plan document states the several areas of intervention that ALAC think are important, and if we could just name a few of them. It may not be, we recognize that these all are not important to everyone in Lac-Rallo, but we should at least indicate our interest in these issues to ensure that what we think or what we represent is taken care of. The big one, of course, is IDNs. I think, in my... And let me say why IDNs, I believe IDNs is important for us to get a sense from La Corallo, why IDNs. There are communities in our region that are not Spanish and English speaking.
Yeah.
And while most of us, I say most of us, Sebastian probably is the most gifted linguist in all of us, speak two or three languages. They are the usual suspect languages. There are languages that are native to the country. Quechua, for example, I can think of my head. And several others in Latin America, in Central America, that the issue of IDNs becomes very important. And I think even though that the language group itself is not represented by a representative in La Corallo, it is important for those of us who are represented users in La Corallo region to ensure that the IDNs, the issue of IDNs is carried through in a way that allows for these groups that are now even underrepresented in La Corallo to have an opportunity to have their voices heard in the internet. So I am requesting that we ensure that ALAC's intervention with regard to the work in IDN reflects the interests of La Corallo in supporting the inclusion of language groups in our region other than Spanish, English, French, and of course the usual languages. Comments? Any comment?
Carlton, you said that we need to stress to have translation on those languages that are part of our region?
Well, the idea and issue is a little bit different. The thing is that IDN, as you know, is intended to have other than Roman script languages involving internet transactions. There are groups within our region that do not follow the Roman script in terms of the language.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important. They are also underrepresented in La Corallo. They're not represented in La Corallo right now. But I think it is important for those of us who are in La Corallo to ensure that whatever happens in IDN, it does not leave them out of the mix. That's all I'm saying. And so therefore I'm thinking we need to ensure that we work with the ALAC plan, and so that any representation from ALAC re-IDN will also include those interests.
Yeah, I understand your point, and I endorse it. But my question is, if we are making an effort to that they get involved, on the policy. Firstly, we had to, or the question they would make us, the IDN people would make us say, okay, they have internet, they have access, they are using it, because we want to make some efforts, and we had to use some resources to allow them to have the IDN script available, but they are not using internet in any way.
Yeah.
So, my question is, I want to say I agree with you
I say, okay, let's first get an overview of the regions and the languages and the different people that are actually using and having this problem. So we're going to go first for them, and then we're going to try to get involved with the other people, the other persons, and then we're going to request for them. I don't know if I'm clear.
Yes, Patas. I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, I'm not purporting to speak for them at all, and you're quite right. We should find a way, and in those countries where they exist, I think we have to, members from La Corallo in those countries have to be prepared to have some kind of outreach to these groups. But in lieu of that happening, this is going to take over time, I'm just suggesting that since those of us are already familiar with the idea and issue and how that might affect and impact them, even without their voices right now, it is important for our representatives in ELAC to ensure that whatever comes out of the IDN initiative is sufficient to embrace them when they become available later on. That's all
okay.
I'm saying.
I agree with you.
No, that is not the only thing in the work plan, colleagues. I'm just pointing out one aspect of the work plan. I'm imploring you again. I know the work plan document is not fully complete, but I'm imploring you again that if we just work with what we have and ensure that the ELAC work plan, we have input in the ELAC work plan. Remember, it is ELAC that speaks on our behalf to ICANN, and our concerns should be reflected in the ELAC work plan. And the way we impact the ELAC work plan is for us to participate in development of that work plan.
¿Puedo hablar, Armando?
Podría hablar, soy Carlos. Siga, Carlos.
Yes, Carlos, go ahead.
Everything we've been talking so far,
Carton,
Matias,
in
fact, what we've been discussing about the first topic, it has to do or is intimately related with an item that I would like to include, which is the point of participation. It is essential and necessary to have participation.
Sorry? Okay, I want to add at the agenda of the ALAC work plan the point of participation. It's very, very important to me, and I think for the others, ALSs, and the whole community in Latin America and Caribbean.
Yes, I fully agree, Carlos. I want to close out this item because we are going on now an hour and a half or so, and we need to get shut of this conference. The point about participation is hopeful, and again, I'm going to stress the fact that we understand that we don't have everything perfect, we don't have all the documents translated, but there are those of us who can manage to do something in both languages. I will really implore you to begin to look at some of these documents and make your comments, and it's important. The for the last few minutes, I'm going to go to any other business, and I'm going to just ask members if they have anything under this heading that they would want to say now, before I bring up one small point I would like to put to the members.
Carlton? Carlos?
Yes, Carlos.
I think there are many, many issues or topics to talk in Lacrallo inside the ICANN program or archive ICANN plan. I have a list of this, but I can mention. I don't know if it's possible in these minutes. I don't know. You say me.
Well, we want to close the conference at 10 o'clock, and this is another 4 minutes, because
uh-huh.
Typically conferences go on for an hour, and this one has been going on for two. So I would ask you. I bring the work plan up as a matter of the agenda, Carlos, to get people to begin to focus on the work plan, and there are several elements of the work plan. I just picked out one to make the point even further, that there are some things in the work plan that I believe is in our interest to pay attention to, and I took the IDN as just one instance. I'm sure there are other things in there, and it would be good if you could we continue to focus on these things, and if you send them to the list, so that we begin to gather some information and some comments on the list, that would probably be more useful for us at this time.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, my list is so long. For example, we need to talk about new domain names, privacy, yes. And who is deployment of IPv6. There are many, many topics.
Yes, there are lots of topics. Lots of topics,
mm-hmm.
and we are never going to talk about all of them at once. So I would think that the best thing to do is to triage. By that I mean, if we put them on the list, and these have been on the list for some time, and some we've had a few comments, let us see if we can put them one at a time on the list, and see if we can gather any comments so we have a sense of what the membership thinks, and then we pull them off, because it's very difficult to have a list circulation and you don't have any response.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other business? Any business from any members? Can I just mention one last thing then before we wrap up? It's most of you would have seen the accountability framework document for ALAC that was circulated. It was in English only. I thought it would be important for us, for Lacrallo, to have an accountability framework document much like that in ALAC. I have thought that the first 12 or so items of accountability are general enough for them to form the basis for an Lacrallo accountability framework document. I have extracted them and I sent them around. They were only in English. What I have done, however, is asked Nick to see to the translation of them in Spanish. And as soon as that is complete, we are going to circulate them again for your comments. The idea is that Lacrallo should itself agree to an accountability framework for members. And we are using the ALAC accountability framework document as the basis for developing one specific to Lacrallo. The document that will be circulated is a document in draft for discussion, and hopefully addition, and finally adoption. And I would hope my colleagues take a serious look at this, make their additions and comments, so that within the next couple of months we will have agreed on an accountability document, a framework of accountability for Lac Rallo members. Comments?
Carlton?
Yes.
That's perfect. I would like to add the need that some Lac Rallo member makes the commitment to start adapting that draft that ALEC has to Lac Rallo need, and to start making tasks and coordinating the work. That is a work you have being the secretariat, or we have to name a person, or some people can step up and say, I would like to collaborate with that.
Say it again.
Hi. It's important to get that task moved forward, and perhaps some member would like to collaborate with that task.
Well, I think the first thing to do, Andres, while that is always acceptable, I think the first thing to do is to circulate it in Spanish, so members have full access to what the document is saying. And given the framework, I'm sure there will be additions to it. But I think we should really have wide circulation first, so people can read it and digest it, and then we can then begin to formulate a final document from what comes out of the discussion list. So I think that's the way I would prefer that I would suggest that we approach this. It is serious enough for it to go on the list for discussion and additions. And then once we have that, we could arrange for a final document to be circulated, at least what we think is the sense of the majority of members. And we can then take a decision using our usual decision framework.
Okay, I agree with you, Carlton, and I had to leave for a non-com to the conference. So, my thanks for this conference.
Thank you, Matthias.
See you next.
Is there any other business? Members? There be no other business. I'm going to thank you all for participating in this teleconference. See you next month. We will put forward the agenda, draft
okay,
agenda.
Okay, this is Island. I would like to make a comment.
Yes, Island.
In Brazil. That's the Brazil.
Okay. You joined us later.
Just to finish, I would like to comment about some of my ideas.
Yes.
Perhaps we could create some work groups in order to discuss some specific topics of expressions. For example, like who is, etc. We could develop a Lac Rallo environment and create documents as models, as standards, in order to help in order for us, members of Lac Rallo Regional, think about those topics. However, I didn't want to take too much time about this. But what I'll do is I'm going to put a list in the
in the mail.
Yes.
And perhaps we can develop this topic a little farther down.
Sure, but let me just respond to that very quickly, briefly. There is actually a website with the wiki that is available for Lakralo. One of the things that I would really hope for folks to understand, it is important for us to take the documents that ALAC is working on, and we can add and put and subtract from them. It is important for us to understand that if you're going to talk to ICANN, you talk through ALAC, and therefore what we need to do is ensure that the ALAC agenda is influenced by our input. It makes sense for us to continue to use the structures that are provided for our intervention with ALAC. We have the wikis, we have the websites that's available. What we are really hoping for, Islun, is that the translations that will make this thing more impactful happens in short order. I really think that we already have the framework to do this work. What we need to do is to participate.
If I may?
You're saying something, Nick, yes?
Yeah, I just wanted to note that with respect to working groups on many of these subjects, there are community working groups which all of you are encouraged to join so that the wider at large community receives the benefit of the LAC perspective.
That's precisely what I'm saying, Nick.
Yeah.
We have working groups. To me, it makes sense to integrate ourselves in existing working groups instead of having these little working groups. And they are there. They're available. I mean, you know, the only problem right now is that a lot of the working groups are challenged in terms of the translation and so on. But working groups have been established. It's important for us to, and even if you, I feel quite strongly, and I feel very strongly about this, that if even if you see the working group and you make an input in Spanish, at least it is recorded, and somebody will then have the issue of translating what you said. But I do believe that we should really integrate ourselves to existing working groups that are both within the ALAC community and cross-community to make sure that our voices are heard.
And to the extent that interpretation on working group teleconferences is needed, we will provide that. And I have actually, in the budget worksheets that I put forward, firstly, to the earlier question, yes, I did include all of the proposals from at large, including that there be one meeting for each region face-to-face each year.
Yes.
But I also assumed that every working group teleconference would require interpretation in the hope that there were members from LAC and also French speakers from Africa participating in them.
Yes. I really think that is important to underscore. That it's an at-large organization worldwide, and it is important for us that while we can use a regional organization to highlight some things and get our agenda into ALAC, it is important for us to participate as a membership, as a part of the global membership at the ALAC level. And I really do believe that the working group structures that exist now are perfect vehicles for that to happen, regardless of the fact that we do not yet have all of the translation requirements that we would need to make it work for everybody. That said, I really want to thank you all for joining this meeting. I am now going to call the meeting to an end. It's 10 minutes past the hour. Thank you so much. We will be in touch.
Thank you, Carlton. Bye.
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 Bye. Nick and Frederick.
Left.
Hola.